I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on the death of a steelworker at ArcelorMittal. One gubernatorial candidate is calling for masks in school this fall. And is there a name change coming for an Indiana baseball team? Then we'll get the early look at your weekend weather forecast. Steelmaker ArcelorMittal says a worker has died after being struck by a vehicle in the company's steel mill in the northwest Indiana city of East Chicago. ArcelorMittal spokesman William Steers says the man died Tuesday after being hit by a coil tractor at the Indiana Harbor Mill. He says the company and the United Steelworkers were investigating the fatality. The Lake County Coroner's Office says the man, whose name has not yet been released, was pronounced dead at 2:40 p.m. Tuesday. The Times reports the man's death is the fourth fatal workplace accident at ArcelorMittal's East Chicago steel mill since 2017. State health officials have reported a fresh increase in Indiana's hospitalizations for coronavirus infections, keeping that figure stubbornly higher than it was weeks ago. The number of people with COVID-19 being treated in Indiana's intensive care units has also grown to about 50% more than earlier this month. Governor Eric Holcomb has declined to join other governors in issuing a statewide mask order. He's scheduled to discuss the state's coronavirus response during a Wednesday afternoon news briefing at 1:30. You can hear that on Lakeshore Public Radio. The Democratic nominee for Indiana governor wants more widespread mask use in schools and for school leaders to turn more toward online coursework rather than having students return to classrooms in the coming weeks. Woody Myers, a physician and former state health commissioner, said Tuesday because of rising coronavirus cases and deaths in the state, he had a, quote, strong desire that we get masks in the schools in every circumstance, end quote. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb has said he would not issue a statewide mask-wearing mandate or direct school districts on whether they should have children return to classrooms. In sports, the first-place 10-4 Northwest Indiana Oilmen are in action at Howie Minus Field, taking on the MCL Minutemen. The Minutemen are 4-10 on the season. That game, currently underway in the fourth, is tied at 0. The Cubs host the Minnesota Twins in spring training action at 6:05. The White Sox take on the Milwaukee Brewers at 7:05 on the south side. The Indianapolis 500 will allow 25% of fans and have the blackout lifted locally for just the second time in nearly 7 decades when the postponed race is run next month at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Speedway officials detailed an 88-page plan for conducting the 104th edition of the race in the age of the coronavirus. The first race under new track owner Roger Penske was scheduled for Memorial Day weekend, but the outbreak of the virus caused it to be rescheduled for August 23rd. A Native American group that considers the AAA Indianapolis Indians name offensive is hosting 2 discussions this week related to the team's name. The American Indian Center of Indiana planned Zoom conversations for interested parties Monday evening and again later this week in hopes of drafting a resolution calling for the removal of the minor league team's name. Carolina Castriano is the center's executive director. She tells the Indianapolis Star, "People who think names like Chiefs and Indians should be acceptable, quote, don't understand the harm that comes from having our images kind of reduced to sports and high school mascots," end quote. Looking at your midday lotto picks, your daily 3, 3, 2, 1, and your Super Bowl is 9. Your daily 4, 0, 9, 9, 9, and your Super Bowl 9. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast for tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 o'clock, otherwise partly sunny with a low near 67 in the overnight. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 80. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low near 64. Friday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 85. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 88. And Sunday, partly sunny skies, a high near 91. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Sharon Jackson providing the latest news, traffic, and weather for Northwest Indiana, as well as updates on Governor Holcomb's press briefing at 1:30. For Lakeshore Public Radio and this midday news update, I'm Tom Maloney.